This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. President of Finland, Alexander Stubb, arrived in New Delhi this morning on a state visit to India. He was received by Minister of State for External Affairs, Kirti Vardhan Singh. President Stubb was accorded a ceremonial welcome and a guard of honour at the airport. Upon his arrival in New Delhi, Mr. Stubb in a social media post said that his visit will further strengthen the relations between Finland and India, including in the area of trade. Welcoming President of Finland to India, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that his visit will take India-Finland relations to new heights. Mr. Modi added that he eagerly looks forward to their meeting tomorrow and President Stubb's keynote address at the Raisina Dialogue 2026. Conflict in West Asia has intensified as Israel carried out a series of strikes on the besieged and internal security command centers in Tehran. The Israel Defense Forces, IDF, said in a social media post that the targeted command centers were used by the Iranian regime to maintain control throughout Iran. The IDF also struck the regime's missile launchers and other systems. The Israeli Air Force also said that Iranian soldiers who operated air defense systems against Air Force aircraft have been neutralized. The U.S.-based human rights activist news agency has said that 1,097 civilians have been reported killed in Iran since 28th of February. The Israeli Air Force has informed that it is again attacking Hezbollah's infrastructure in Beirut. Commander of United States Central Command, Admiral Brad Cooper, has said that the U.S. will not stop and Iran's ability to hit back is declining rapidly. At least 101 people are missing and 78 have been injured following a suspected submarine attack on an Iranian naval vessel off Sri Lanka's southern coast. Wire agencies cited sources in the Sri Lankan Navy, adding that Navy vessels were dispatched after a distress call was received from the Iranian frigate Iristena, which reported technical difficulties about 40 nautical miles off the coast of Galle. Authorities said several injured Iranian naval personnel were rescued and brought ashore. Of them, 32 were admitted to the Karapitiya Teaching Hospital for treatment. The Geological Survey of India, GSI, is celebrating its 176th Foundation Day today. Addressing a ceremony in Hyderabad, Additional Director General and Head of the Southern Region, Vijay V. Mughal, lauded the GSI's achievements in mineral investigation and geoscientific research. He emphasized its critical role in accelerating the exploration of deep-seated and essential minerals to meet modern national demands. As the world's second oldest geological organization, the GSI continues to be a cornerstone of India's geoscientific advancement and national development. The Festival of Colors, Holi, is being celebrated throughout the country today. The festival signifies the victory of good over evil and marks the onset of spring season. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended greetings to the people on the occasion. Benchmark equity indices extended their bearish round today, with the Sensex and the Nifty plunging around 1.5% today. By the close, the Sensex nosedived 1,123 points to close at 79,116, while the Nifty plummeted 385 points to settle at 24,481. As escalating tensions in West Asia entered their fifth day, investor sentiment weakened, triggering broad-based selling across the markets. In women's football, the match between India and Vietnam is underway in Perth, Australia. India has qualified for the AFC Women's Asian Cup after 23 years. The Indian team is placed in Group C alongside former world champion Japan, Vietnam and Chinese Taipei. Asian Cup is also a qualifier for the next year's FIFA Women's World Cup. In ICC Men's T20 World Cup, South Africa will take on New Zealand in the first semi-final clash at Eden Gardens in Kolkata today. The match will begin at 7 this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.